It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Precious Father, I will thank you for this wonderful time to just bow and call upon your name. Lord, as we come to you today, as always, we'd ask you, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of anything in our life that would hinder us from being used of the Lord. And God, today, would you always teach us how to pray? Teach us what we need to pray for. And Father, may we never try to work everything out with our own mind, our own understanding, but Lord, may we yield to you. And let the Holy Spirit of God put in our very heart and in our very mind the very will of God. And Lord, help us as your children to simply bow to your leadership. God, we used to belong in this world, but God, we're strangers in this world. We're just pilgrims passing through. You've saved us from our sins. We're still in the world, but oh Lord, we're your children. God, help us to simply march on for the Lord and honor you and serve you. I'd ask you today, would you touch each one of your children today? And many that are getting up in years, God, would you go right to that little couch, right to that bed, right to that hospital room, wherever they may be, put your hand upon them and touch them. God, your absolute will be done. And then, Lord, I pray you'd give strength and grace. Lord, I pray today for the many that are listening without Christ, would this be the hour that the Holy Spirit of God would touch that life and they'd look to Jesus and by simple faith trust Him as their Savior. God, would you get glory now and help us to honor you. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you for tuning in today, and I hope that we'll be able to get through all the programs. I want to just say this, for the past few days, it's sort of been a little bit interesting. I know some of the stations, one of our stations called, and they'd been having difficulty. And then up in our part of the country, we had difficulty with our computer and finally got it lined up, and our programs are now going out, and we hope. And then we started to make our tapes the other day, and up here in the mountains, the leaves and the limbs and all, so what do? And it's good because it needs to be done. But our state has a helicopter with a cutter on it. And all of a sudden here, you hear this noise and hear this helicopter's there. And there's limbs flying and leaves flying everywhere and falling on lines. And if you happen to be making a radio tape on a computer or even trying to talk on the phone or whatever, even in business, and all of a sudden the power goes off and they get it back on, and then you go for a while and the power goes off. So What are you saying, preacher? I hope that fire stays on throughout this program. Bear with us. We're all trying to go on with the Lord. Let me just say this, that we sent out another shipment of Bibles, and we've already got another shipment ready to go again and almost ready to order another shipment of Bibles. So those of you helping us with Bibles, that work's going on. And the Bible lessons, those are going on. Could I mention this quickly? Those students that are interested in VBC Bible Institute, our classes will begin on the second week of August. And we're in the progress of, in the process of getting everything set up. And we will be taking everything to the internet. And on our website, instead of just hearing it audibly, we're hoping that it will work out. You can actually see the class being taught visually by the means of, and it'll work. And we're trying to get all that done. Pray for us, amen. And God's work is going on. All right, now let's jump in the Word of the Lord, which God's Word in Romans chapter 1. Now, according to my calendar, we stopped off at verse number 27. But what I want to do today is just simply say this. All of the argument of what's going on today, this whole world, no matter what you believe in, no matter what you're doing, there's one thing that's going on. It's against one person. And that person is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. All of the sickness, all of the sin, all the ungodliness, all that's going on it's against the Lord Jesus Christ. And can I just pick out a word as we go through here? Would you look in verse number 24? Wherefore, God also gave them up. Well, who is God? God's on the throne. But who's Jesus? He's absolute God. Jesus came, in other words, in the book of Timothy, the Bible says, the mystery of godliness is that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He died for our sins in the flesh, because you can't kill God. It's in the flesh. But in that flesh, Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, education, they don't know who that is. The world don't know who that is. God's Word tells us who it is. And my friend, can I say to you, salvation is in that one person, Jesus Christ. And you receive Him by faith. So, the world that has left God out, wherefore, God also gave them up. And then you come down to verse number 26. And for this cause, what was it? Because they changed the truth of God into a lie. In other words, making fun of the Word, Jesus don't mean anything, the Bible don't mean anything. What did God do? God gave them up. Who is it that's given up? Well, come on down, if you will, in verse number 28, because that's where we're parked today. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over. God gave them up. God gave them up. Here, God is giving them over. You know, there's a passage of Scripture in the book of Peter, as we teach through the Word of God to our own people. And Jesus dying on the cross and giving His very body, shedding His very blood for one purpose, that He might be able to take you and I and bring us to the Lord. Folks, can I say to you, as a lost person, without Christ, you can't even get to God. You can't get saved. You can't get to heaven. My friend, Jesus simply said this, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes to God apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, this is God's plan even before the world was created. I mean, this is God's will through His Son. Hallelujah. And what a Savior He has. So, look at this verse. In other words, the Bible says that even as they did not want to retain God in their knowledge, never has there been such a day. We're in the computer age. We're in the electronic age. We're in the know-how age. We've got so much knowledge. Who could possibly believe God? God's word is so outdated. This is what they say. Christianity is such foolishness. This is what they say. But I want to tell you something. God looks back and smiles at this world and said, how can you be so foolish? Because what God says in this word, even as they, those that turned away from God, those that do not believe in God, those that do not want Him, they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. What does God do? He gave them over. He said, all right, you don't want me? He turns it over. In other words, you don't want to trust my Son? You don't receive Him? Then He gives them over to what? To a reprobate mind. I want you to look with me. You know what the word reprobate simply means? It's abandoned in sin, lost to virtue or grace. Reprobate is a person abandoned to sin, one completely lost. A reprobate simply means to disapprove with detestation or marks. Extreme dislike. It means to disallow, to reject. It expresses more than disapprove or disallow. We disapprove of slight faults and inappropriates. We reprobate what is mean or criminal. In other words, in a milder sense, to allow such an answer as this is reprobated and disallowed of the law. Listen to this. The word reprobate means to abandon to wickedness and eternal destruction. It means to abandon to His sentence without hope of pardon. And can I say this to you? What has God done? God has turned this crowd that don't want their Son, His Son, over to a reprobate mind that you can go and do whatever you want to do. You can live any way you want to, but you have shut the door to God. My friend, don't let that happen. May God bless you. Until next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.